I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Crossing borders, finding a new home. We do a lot of these kind of stories on the show. There are, after all, a lot of people who are crossing borders to new homes all over the globe. But this story's got a twist. We need to go back about 16 years to the Lebanese city of Saida, when a Syrian man and his family took up residence in a decrepit old building. Rebecca Collard picks up the story from there.
When Jihad al-Mohammed moved into this building, it was abandoned. Before, there were a lot of people who stayed here, says Mohammed, but it was filled with rats and garbage, so I cleaned it up. That was 1990. Mohammed had moved to Saida from Syria for work and was looking for a place to live. Palestinian refugees had used the building as a shelter during Lebanon's civil war, but they'd left, Mohammed says. He and his wife removed the garbage and moved in. At first glance, the building looks like many of the structures inside his old city, with high dome ceilings and arches. Then Mohammed takes me into his living room and points up at the windows. High above the marble floors, now covered with carpets, you can see stars of David in the bars on the windows. This used to be a Jewish place of worship, says Mohammed. He says it took him almost a decade to realize he was living in a synagogue. I didn't know it when I came here, but people kept calling this area the Jewish Quarter, he says. And then tourists started coming by and asking to see my home. That's when I realized what it was. Mohammed shows me how he's divided the building into different rooms, bedrooms for his children, one for him and his wife, a kitchen, and the living room. Where the tour scrolls were once kept, Mohammed has a flat-screen TV and a Wi-Fi router. The Hebrew letters that were once on the walls have been painted over. Saida used to have a thriving Jewish community, one that stretched back more than 2,000 years. A few streets over from Mohammed's home, Naji Georges Zidan shows me what was once a Jewish school. Zidan has researched the history of Lebanon's Jews and is writing a book about them. In 1974, there were still 1,500 Jews living in Saida, says Zidan. But then came the civil war, and the last Jewish families fled the city, along with thousands of others. The scars of that war are still visible on many of the buildings here. On the edge of the old city near the sea, Zidan points out a simple two-story stone building. You see where those young guys are? Zidan says, pointing to a balcony. That was the Levy's house. The Levy family was the last Jewish family in Saida. When they left in the early 1980s, the synagogue was abandoned. Millennia of Jewish history here came to an end. Back at Mohammed's home, he shows me photos on his phone of the many visitors he's received over the years from the U.S., Canada, and Europe. He stops on a picture of two rabbis who visited in 2012. They came and they prayed here, says Mohammed. Now he regularly has people knocking on his door. He's become something of an unlikely guardian for this ancient house of worship. But the building itself is decaying. The blue paint is peeling and pieces of the walls and ceiling fall off every day. Still, for Mohammed, this is home. And he says he plans to stay here as long as he's allowed and to keep welcoming visitors. For The World, Rebecca Collard, Saida, Lebanon.